Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to our 2025 MLK Day program presented by the Human Rights Commission of Hopkinsville Christian County. Thank you to everyone for braving the cold, even though we didn't march. Thank you for coming out, and I hope you've warmed up now that you've gotten inside and settled. So to start our program off, we're going to first welcome Ms. Anaya Lewis from Lipstick After Dark, and she's going to bring us our invocation.
If we can bow our heads, please. Lord, we come to you today to thank you for allowing all of us to be in this room together. Thank you for allowing all of us to come in here and gather together for MLK Day. Thank you for allowing us to be in the room and love each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Anaya. Next, I'd like to introduce Dr. Elisa Young, President and CEO of Hopkinsville Community College, as she comes to give us a welcome.
Good morning, everyone. It is really good to see you here this morning. It's my honor to welcome you to Hopkinsville Community College. We are happy to partner with the Human Rights Commission as we come together to celebrate the life, legacy, and enduring impact of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Today, we not only reflect on his dream of justice, equality, and unity, but we also reaffirm our commitment to making that dream a reality right here in our own community. Dr. King's words and actions remind us that progress is made when we stand together, when we work toward a future where opportunity and dignity are extended to all. As we gather here today, let us be inspired to continue his work through education, through service, and through a shared dedication for justice. Thank you for joining us for this very important celebration. Enjoy the program.
Thank you to Dr. Young for that warm welcome and for having us here at HCC today. At this time, I would like to ask that everyone please stand. Ms. Renee Fort is going to come and lead us in the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Please join me as we sing. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the presence has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn hath died, yet with the steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our Father sighed. We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our blood through the slaughtered. Out from the gloom from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadowed beneath thy hand, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land.
Thank you to Ms. Fort, and thank you all for participating. Before we move on, I would like to just say thank you again to everyone who is here today. I know there are several schools represented, several organizations. Thank you to our elected officials. If there's anyone here that is an elected official, if you would please stand to be recognized. And again, we say thank you to all of our partners that helped to put on today's event. It is with great pride and humility that we gather here today to honor the life and legacy of one of the most remarkable leaders in our history, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On this day, we celebrate not just the man, but the movement he inspired, the ideals he championed, and the hope he left behind for generations to come. Dr. King was a dreamer, a believer, and a doer. He taught us that courage, compassion, and perseverance are powerful tools to dismantle systems of injustice. He stood in the face of adversity, calling for an end to racial inequality, economic oppression, and social division, not with violence or hatred, but with love, peace, and unwavering faith in humanity's potential to rise above its flaws. Today, as we reflect on his enduring message, let us also ask ourselves, how can we continue his work? Dr. King famously said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." His words remind us that our actions or inactions impact not just our own communities, but also our nation and this world. This occasion is not just a day of remembrance. It is a call to action. Dr. King's dream of equality and justice has not yet been fully realized. There are still barriers to equity in housing, education, employment, and the justice system. There are still voices unheard and struggles unseen. Dr. King faced extraordinary challenges. His fight for civil rights unfolded against a backdrop of segregation, racial violence, and systemic oppression. Yet he never wavered in his belief that justice was attainable. Through peaceful protests and powerful words, he proved that change is not just possible, it is necessary. Dr. King once said, "The time is always right to do what is right." That time is now. It is up to each of us to make this mission possible by embracing his example, leading with love, speaking with truth, and standing firm in the face of adversity. At this time, I'd like to introduce and welcome to the stage Mr. Stefan Levin, Jr., a student at Christian County High School, as he presents excerpts from Dr. King's famous I Have a Dream speech.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Now is the time to make the real promise of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark, desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksand of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality of all God's children. No, we are not satisfied. We will not be satisfied until the justice rolls down like the waters and righteousness like the mighty stream. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you, my friends, we have the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream. It is the dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day in the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its vicious races, with its governor having its lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, that one day right down in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with those little white boys and white girls as a sister and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be engulfed, every hill shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith I will go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out the mountain of despair and stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, pray together, struggle together, go to jail together, to climb up the freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with a new meaning, "My country, this of thee, sweet land of liberty, oh, these I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from a mountain let freedom ring. And if America is to be great again, this must become true, so let freedom ring. From the hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California, but not only that, let freedom ring from the Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi and every mountainside. When we let freedom ring, we will let it ring from every tenement and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We'll be able to speed up the day when all of God's children, black men, white men, Jews, Gentiles, Protestants, and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, free at last."
Thank you. And I do have to apologize. I mispronounced his name. It's Stephen Lebel. So thank you again. At this time, we'd like to welcome to the stage Taylor Butler Gilmore and Malaya Wesley to the stage as they perform a dance to the song Glory.
Glory, 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 little shorter than everybody else. Thank you, ladies. That was absolutely beautiful. I am Yasmin Ozenbaugh. I am the board chair of the Human Rights Commission, and I am pleased to introduce you to our keynote speaker for today's program. Nicole Poindexter is the oldest daughter of Ronald and Kathy Johnson and Oscar and Linda Avery. She has four sisters and two brothers. She is married to Mark Poindexter Sr., and they have five children and two granddaughters. Mrs. Poindexter has a long history in Christian County schools, starting as a 1991 graduate of Christian County High School. She began her career in education as a special education teacher for 13 years at Belmont Elementary and Hopkinsville Middle School, then moved to become a guidance counselor at Belmont and Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary Schools, as well as Christian County Middle School. She did all that for 6 years. She went on to become an assistant principal at Hopkinsville High School for 5 years before serving as a principal at Hopkinsville Middle School for 2.5 years. Currently, Mrs. Poindexter serves as the director of full-service community schools for the district, supporting community and family involvement in schools in order to maximize the school experience for all students. She's also a member of the current class of leadership Hopkinsville Christian County. Now, before we welcome Mrs. Poindexter, I'd like to first welcome her daughter, Jada, who will present us with a poem that she has written.
A legacy of change. Lift every voice and sing, I am free, I am free, I am free, because of God's grace in those who came before me. Those who fought and refused to be silenced, those who refused to leave others behind, and those who refused to act out of hate and violence. There should be no place for hate in the human heart, yet it surrounds us day to day and tears us apart. Last night I had a dream, and I wish you were there. Somehow I encountered two mysterious figures who were in a state of despair. The first one said to me, I am compassion, and I am sometimes overlooked. I am in every crease and crevice. You can find me if you just look. I am compassion. I have the potential to be in the hearts of all. The lack of my presence causes nations and bloodlines to fall far from civility in which I am rooted. The second figure proclaimed, I am civility, and I am with you when you act and speak. If only you knew what you could do if you used your God-given abilities. If only you knew the impact you could have if you stood up and spoke with compassion. Your words could be enough to change the unlovable ways of a generation. Martin Luther King Jr. said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Bell Hooks said that without justice, there can be no love. Love and justice cannot exist if we just sit back waiting for someone else to act. To be just and seek justice, you must take a stand. You must be willing to reach out and grab a hand. To grab the hand of someone who needs you, to grab the hand of someone who hates you, to grab the hand of someone who has disrespected and belittled you. Only then is when change is going to come. King believed a change was going to come. Hooks believed a change was going to come, and in both their lifetimes, change was done. Although the caged bird is free, it still sings. When you hear its fearful trill, will you save it, or will you turn the other cheek? Will your lack of action be the reason why change seems to be delayed? Why change seems to hide and be afraid, afraid of our society and what we have allowed it to be? A change is going to come. A change is going to come. A change has to come. For our society to be civil, we must have the right to be free, the right to be ourselves, the right to love, the right to exist unapologetically. If we have no justice, no peace, or no love, we will never have civility, nor will we truly be free. Our nation has come a long way, but we must push forward. Change has finally come, but will we accept it? And will we fight for it? Will it be worth the fight fought by those who longed for freedom and equality? Will it be the type of change that will leave a legacy? a legacy that your children's children will see, a change that will never be forgotten and will change the course of history, a legacy that stands for one nation under God and a nation that stands for indivisibility and citizens who stand for liberty and justice for all of humanity. A change is going to come. A change is going to come. A change has to come. Thank you.
Good morning, dreamers, dreamers of the future. It's an honor to stand before you today as we celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a champion of justice, equality, and peace. Today, we reflect on his mission. We gathered with a shared purpose to uphold the values that he fought so tirelessly to preserve freedom, justice, and democracy. The theme for today's program, Mission Possible, Protecting Freedom, Justice, and Democracy in the Spirit of Nonviolence 365, invites us to remember that while Dr. King's journey was met with countless obstacles, his faith in the possible, no matter how difficult the task, was unshakable. He believed, as we must, that the pursuit of these ideals is not only necessary, but achievable. Dr. King taught us that freedom is not just the absence of oppression, but the presence of opportunity and dignity for all people. His dream was not merely to see a world where one is free from chains, but a world where all people, regardless of their race, religion, gender, or socioeconomic status, are empowered to live their lives fully and without fear of discrimination or prejudice. Protecting freedom. To protect freedom today means ensuring that every person has the ability to make their own choices and live with the dignity they deserve. It means standing up against injustice, even when it is inconvenient or unpopular. Dr. King's vision for a just society is a reminder that freedom is fragile. It requires constant vigilance. In his own time, he saw firsthand how easily freedom could be undermined by a system of hate, violence, and inequality. And he responded with courage. Even with that courage came at great personal cost. As we stand in his legacy, we must ask ourselves, how are we protecting freedom today? Are we ensuring that the socially excluded and oppressed are heard? Or are we silent when they speak out against the injustices they face? Are we standing in support or agreement with those who are denied their basic human rights, or are we complacent in the face of oppression? Justice for all. Justice is the heartbeat of Dr. King's mission. He understood that true justice is not just about the letter of the law, but about the spirit of fairness and equity that must guide it. True justice, no one as lesser, no one as undeserving, and no one as beyond the reach of its protection. Justice is not something that exists only when it is convenient or easy. It requires an unwavering commitment to righting some wrongs, dismantling oppressive systems, and creating a society that reflects the values of equality and respect. Dr. King's message was clear. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are called today to ask, how are we working for justice? Do we speak out when we see others suffering, whether it's in our own communities or across the globe? Are we doing the hard work of confronting the biases and injustices that still permeate the world, even in ways that are sometimes invisible to us? Defending democracy. Finally, Dr. King's commitment to democracy was one of his most enduring legacies. He recognized that democracy is not just a form of government, but a principle of inclusion, participation, and equal representation. Democracy requires more than just casting a ballot. It requires actively engaging in the work of building a society where all people have a voice and a seat at the table. In his time, Dr. King fought for the right of Black Americans to vote, but his vision was far broader than that. He sought a democracy where all people, regardless of race, gender, religion, or background, could thrive and contribute fully to the common good. Protecting democracy, then, is about ensuring that it serves everyone equally without exception. So as we look around today, we must ask ourselves, are we actively participating in the defense of our democracy? Are we protecting the rights of all citizens to be heard? Are we ensuring that the power to shape our future is not concentrated in the hands of a few, but that it remains in the hands of the many? In closing, let us remember that Dr. King's mission, his mission possible, was never about one individual struggle or victory. It was a call to all of us, to each of us, to continue his work and to believe in the possibility of a world that was rooted in freedom, justice, and democracy. Our work is not finished. Dr. King showed us the way, but it is now our responsibility to carry that torch forward. We are called to protect the freedom of those who are oppressed, to demand justice for those who are suffering, and to defend the democracy that ensures every voice matters. As we honor Dr. King today, let us remember that his mission is not a distant dream. It is a mission possible, a mission that each of us can help make a reality. I have a dream. You have a dream. We have a dream. Keep dreaming. Keep believing. Have faith in God to believe that changes will continue to become because the mission is possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Poindexter, for that wonderful, timely, beautiful message centered around our theme today, which is Mission Possible. We want to make sure that we continue to strive to protect freedom, justice, and democracy. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now for the fun part. At this time, I'm going to welcome Mr. Tom Bell with State Farm Insurance as he presents the winner of the School Challenge.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here on behalf of the Tom Bell State Farm School Challenge, and I want to congratulate to all the young people that are in attendance today. Can we give all the young people in the younger heart a big round of applause? It takes something when school is closed and it's cold and you pressed your way. And I did a little straw poll and asked a couple of them, should we have March today in the cold? And they said no. But they said that they would have sung loud and proud, keep that dream alive, keep that dream alive, keep that dream alive, keep that dream alive. And they would have sang, ain't nobody gonna turn me around. You remember those songs, ain't no one gonna turn me around. So I'd like to commend all the participants on the program today. I'd like to honor Mr. Mayor Knight on today, the HRC, and our host today, Dr. Lisa Young and HCC. Can we give a round of applause for HCC, always being a willing participant in this community? This is the 16th year of the MLK School Challenge Traveling Trophy. And I thought about 16 years ago, what can I do to try and keep the dream burning in young people? Children truly are our future. So there are some traditions that I believe we should keep. I'm so glad I have a child here today and grandchildren. We should keep the tradition of marching. We should keep the tradition of justice. We should keep the traditions of respect. And most of all, we should keep the tradition of responsibility. I started this challenge long before I became a school board member. I am proud as a school board member that our new preschool facility is named the MLK Early Learning Center. So some of the Christian County Public School students' first interaction will be with the images of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King would be 96 years old today. He would have been 96 years old today. I was 8 years old when his life was taken. Is there any child here that's 8 years old? Would you raise your hand? There we go. I remember that day like it was yesterday. And a couple questions I'd like to ask before I give the trophy. Would he be pleased today with the progress that is going on? Would he be concerned with the civic climate in our nation today? Would he be surprised by who is attending this celebration today? Or would he be more surprised by who is not in attendance? We have over 70 children in attendance from 16 schools. Give them a big round of applause. I seen a couple sororities in the house. Make a little noise if you're, Delta's in the house. Okay, AKA's in the house. Okay, any other sororities? Okay, any fraternities in the house? Okay. Any Omegas in the house? Kappas. Any Kappas in the house? Okay. All righty. So we're appreciative of, we have some colleges here today. We have students from HCC. We have students from Murray State. And we have a person that has graduated from Meharry Medical Center in our attendance on today. I'd like to recognize the Men-to-Be organization. If you are a young person affiliated with Men-to-Be, stand up so we can see how many of you are here today. And we have another organization. I'm sorry, I should have went ladies first. I'm sorry. We have an organization, Lipstick After Dark, that is well represented on today. Can we give them a big round of applause? Ladies. I see my fellow board member as part of that organization. Good to see you. So the winner today will get to house that trophy for a year. They'll have it bragging rights, and they'll receive a $250 donation to their Family Resource Center. And Christian County Middle School won it the last time, and they're going to keep it again. So I've got to have a representative from Christian County Middle School. Come on up here. I'm not going to try that. Can we have all the students from Christian County Middle School, if you're affiliated with Christian County Middle School, to come at this time? I'm following directions. They're bashful because there was more than this on this sheet, but that's okay. Come on, come on, come on, there you go, come on, come on, come on, don't be scared, come on. Come on, anybody from in the B in Christian County Middle School? Okay, come on up here, come on up here. Come on up here. Give them a round of applause as they come. Don't hate, congratulate. So you're going to be the representative? Okay, sure. Come on up. Come on. I showered. I promise. I'm good. All right, come on. Come on, ladies. Come on, up here. Come on. Closer. There we go. On behalf of Tom Bell State Farm, we'd like to give this token to Christian County Middle School. May it go to your Family Resource Center. And I'm so glad that you are the winners of this trophy the second year in a row, Christian County Middle School. Was I in that picture you took? Okay, good. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All righty. Thank you all, and congratulations to Christian County Middle School. Usually when we march, we do a little bit of marcher recognition, but we didn't march today. But I do believe we still have the longtime champion of the oldest marcher in the building today. I think Mr. Hugh Northington, are you here? Can you stand up? Thank you, Mr. Northington, for being here. We usually recognize the marchers. We didn't march today, but I did want to just acknowledge that you were here. I think he's the longtime champion of that title. So as we get ready to close, today's program would not be possible without the support of community partners and great leaders in our community. Thank you again to Dr. Young and everyone here at Hopkinsville Community College for allowing us to be here today on your campus and for your support of the program. Thank you to the Youth of Men to Be and Lipstick After Dark for all and all of our program participants, volunteers, and everyone who was a part of today's event. Mr. Tom Bell, thank you again for sponsoring the School Challenge, and thank you to the Hopkinsville NAACP branch for your support. A special thank you to our keynote speaker, Ms. Nicole Poindexter, for a beautiful and timely message today. I'd also like to thank the HRC staff and board members for all of your support as well. We hope that you'll meet us at the Alhambra Theater this afternoon. There will be a performance of the Fish Jubilee Singers at 2 o'clock. And just before that performance, we will award the winners of the MLK Art Contest. There's some of the art that's hung out in the gallery. The winners are on display at the Alhambra. But if you have a chance to come by and see us over there, you're welcome to do so. I do have some student tickets for no charge. So if there are students here who would like to attend, I only have a few left. But if there are students who would like to attend, just see me after this program and I will make sure you get a ticket to that event. We do have a couple of other events upcoming for HRC. Our Black History Trivia Bowl is next month on February 15th. So if there are any schools or organizations who would like to register for that event, just reach out to HRC. The deadline is extended to January 31st for that, and it will be here at HCC as well. We also have in the lobby on the table as you came in, there are scholarship applications for our Women's History Month scholarship to any female in Christian County who would like to apply for that for next school year, as well as our Woman of the Year award that we give out in March for Women's History Month. As we leave today, let's continue to honor Dr. King's legacy, not only by commemorating his achievements, but by embodying his vision in our daily lives. Stand up for what is right, even when it is uncomfortable. Build bridges where there is division. Speak up for those whose voices are silenced and unheard. And most importantly, dream big dreams, dreams of a brighter, more inclusive future where every person has the opportunity to thrive. Let us remember that the work Dr. King started is not complete. It is up to each of us to pick up the torch and carry it forward. Together, we can create a world where justice flows like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Thank you again for coming out this morning, and may we all strive to keep the dream alive. Have a great day. Before we leave, one more thing. Our benediction and closing prayer by Chase Bigby with Men to Be.
Let us bow our head in prayer. Father God, we thank you for having us a wonderful day. We thank you for everything that Martin Luther King did. Thank you for him inspiring people and bringing people together, dear Lord. And we pray for you. We pray for everybody in this room, dear Lord. Thank you for putting clothes on our back, food on our table, a roof over our head. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.